Welcome to the Vamos podcast. With me here today is Matias Koski, CEO at Immersal. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us, what does Immersal do and why do you do what you do?
We are focusing on visual positioning system that enables you to get real-time location only by using camera images. So basically you will need this going forward someday when we will get rid of the mobile phones and we have AR glasses in everyday use. So basically, when you use AR glasses, it will take one image, and as an output from the image, we know exactly where you are and how you are holding the device. It means that basically then we can start overlaying 3D content on top of real world. So GPS will not be enough, as you also need the rotation of the device. Otherwise, let's say, as an example, if you have a 3D cat on the table, it might be under the table or on top of the table or just somewhere there between.
And why do you do what you do?
There was just like a bunch of crazy people in Finland roughly 10 years ago. They had this crazy idea that how about if you only use images and then you get exact location for the device. And then they started just pivoting different kind of ideas. And now here we are after 10 years.
And it's been a great ride.
Absolutely amazing.
Great. Where do you see your business heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
I would say in the next 5 years, we will get AR glasses from Apple, Google and Meta, all of these big players. And then you need visual positioning when you start to overlay 3D content on top of real world. So in that time, most of us will be using those smart glasses. Someone is also calling them as AI glasses. But basically, when you walk on the street, you might get navigation guidance on your glasses. You might be walking on the shopping malls, and then you start to get different ads on your glasses. And then we are still living in a 2D world. We are moving to 3D. And everyone knows that all of these massive tech giants from US, China, they want to own the 3D world.
And you are now heading to the competition as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Vamos. What is the most influential megatrend you keep an eye on and why?
I would say it's around AI. And I'm not now talking about LLM, so large language models. So I mean like how computers start to understand what they see. It's not so obvious for everyone. For us, it's easy to immediately recognize, segment things. Like in here, in a studio, I can easily see this is a table, this is my laptop, this is a phone, that's a display. But if you just show an image for a computer, they only see some surfaces. They can't segment different items. Mm. So going forward, AI will change that one. And then all the devices, computer, mobile phones, they will start to be smart.
So how is the competition on this field globally at the moment? As a European player, do you see our continent doing well?
Well, we are way behind. And it's mainly driven by the capital. We don't have that capital what US, China, all these big countries have. Then also there's maybe too much regulation in Europe, especially around AI. When you have plenty of data, you can train your models much more effectively. And in like Europe, we have all these regulations and it's causing challenges for the development.
Are there any benefits to the regulation?
I see plenty of benefits if everyone follows the regulation. But it's not fair competition when only Europe is regulating companies and then US, China, there's much less regulation.
How does this all affect your company?
In a short horizon, it doesn't impact, but in the long run, 5-10 years, it will impact. And most likely we have to do some changes going forward.
What is the most important factor that keeps your business afloat?
I guess it's the motivation to change the world. And kind of like we know that someday we don't carry these bulky devices, so-called mobile phones in our pockets. So the world will change and then the visual positioning that we are developing. So it will be the key thing in the tech stack going forward. the big question is that who will own that so-called like 3D layer? Is it going to be Meta, Amazon, Google, Tencent from China, or someone else?
Do you have an estimate on this, how it's going to go? Best case scenario and worst case scenario.
In the worst case, there will be different kind of ecosystems that will not speak to each other. So if you rely on Apple, then you will be in Apple ecosystem and it will not communicate to Meta's ecosystem. In the best case, there will be some kind of global regulation that all of these ecosystems has to pull the same rope. But I am afraid that it will not happen between Western world and China. That there will be this conflict that who will own everything.
Vamos.
How do you benefit from being a part of an ecosystem, business ecosystem like Vamos, for example?
As a CEO, I don't believe that we can succeed alone. You need partners, great partners. And I believe like Vamos ecosystem is one of those key stakeholders for us who can help us to bring companies and people who has the same goal as we have. And quite often we are always part of the tech stack, so that's why we are also looking for all kind of partners that could help us to scale our business globally. For example, we have been working with telcos like Nokia and Ericsson in the past who has global presence, and they have all kind of accelerators and partner ecosystems that we have been leveraging on building our business in USA, China, Asia, Europe. And we see this kind of opportunities as like a mandatory for our future growth.
Learn more at vamosecosystem.fi.